History through the eyes of those who lived it. This is Hometown Heroes, presented on the air and online by the U.S. Army, proudly honoring the men and women from every branch of our armed forces whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Leffler.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes, the program that reminds you no matter where you live in this great country of ours, no matter how big or how small your hometown might be, there are always some stories waiting to be told if we'll only take the time to listen. We want to honor our veterans for their service and sacrifice. We want to preserve their stories so we never forget the price that's been paid for our freedom. And when we start down that road, we never know exactly where it's going to take us, but we know we'll be thankful for it. We're educated. We're entertained. So often we're inspired by these stories from our greatest generation. Every once in a while, we get to the end of our time here on the radio, and there's just too much left in a veteran story that we weren't able to squeeze in. That's what happened last time with Dick Grantham of Arroyo Grande, California, who just celebrated his 93rd birthday. We're going to get the rest of his story today. But before we dive back in with that Purple Heart recipient who survived a close call with a kamikaze nearly 75 years ago, we're going to hear from someone much younger. In fact, someone who's the same age now as he was when he joined the Navy. A young lady who's going to be responsible for many young people from her generation hearing these veteran stories. And that's one thing I've often had veterans bemoan over the years, that today's teenagers are unaware of what millions of Americans, many of them teenagers themselves, did in the past to secure and preserve our freedom. That sentiment is often shared in general terms, but I'm always encouraged when I meet someone who's an exception to that rule. And trust me, there are exceptions to that rule all over the country. Many of them are influencing others from their generation and changing perspectives on a daily basis. I've met some who are recording oral histories with veterans or finding creative ways to raise money for honor flights, even auctioning off the animals they've raised for FFA and devoting the proceeds to causes like that. But I want to introduce you to one teenager today who earned the highest honor the Girl Scouts give out, the coveted Gold Award. She did it by creating a database of the interviews with veterans that you hear on Hometown Heroes. Students throughout the state of California are going to have access to that database for decades to come. CaliforniaStreaming.org is the web address for that service. More about that in a bit, but I want you to hear from Katie Chen, a 17-year-old who's about to start her senior year at Clovis North High School near where I live in Central California.
So I took a world history class over the summer, and I learned about the major world wars, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War. I understood, like, in the textbook about these wars because I've heard about them before on Hometown Heroes. And it's really cool to hear these specific veterans talking from a personal perspective about World War II. You know, in the textbooks, it's very general. It's very, like, thousands of soldiers, thousands of pilots, but Hometown Heroes, it's these specific veterans and it's the actual soldiers that they're talking about in the textbooks. So I really thought this project could not only impact people in my community, but could really bring awareness to what these veterans have done for our country and the difference that they've made for our country as a whole. And so by archiving the Hometown Heroes interviews into the California County Educational Technology Consortium database at CaliforniaStreaming.org. This will ensure that teachers and students will have access to the Hometown Heroes interviews, and so these students can have another sort of learning resource and can learn about World War II and some other major wars.
So you put in a lot of time on this, huh? What all did you have to do and how hard was it?
So to record metadata, I had to listen to 250 Hometown Hero interviews. And I had to listen for keywords such as the position that the veteran had. It may have been a soldier or a pilot or even a cook, so different kinds of roles. And then also like the squadron they were in or any major events that happened such as D-Day. I also had to determine if there was sensitive content and the age range that would be able to listen to these interviews.
Did you ever feel like maybe this is too big, this is too much, I don't know if I'm gonna finish this?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges was not only completing the project, but balancing it with schoolwork and my life outside of school as well. I paced myself, so every week I would get a certain amount done. But in the long run, it was really humbling because it taught me to listen, to just sit down and listen. And sometimes it's the most valuable skill because that's like the best way to learn sometimes, to just sit down, slow down your life and listen to other people and the wise words that they had to say. And especially from these veterans who are starting to pass.
Was there a story that maybe even in an unexpected way really made an impact on you, that, you know, stood out among those 250 that maybe you even think about again after you listen to it, that just really made an impression on you?
So there's one episode about a Navajo code talker, and it really emphasized how rare the Navajo code talkers were and how they had to be well protected because they knew the language that not many people knew. And actually, we learned about that during history this year. And so to hear a story from a Navajo code talker was really cool. It was a story that came straight from a very valued, highly respected Navajo code talker. I think it made me just appreciate what we have now because of what the veterans have done for us. You know, some of our problems as teenagers right now, such as if we have cell service or our Wi-Fi, you know, stuff like that, that's compared to what some of these college age, even younger than college age veterans went through at close to my age or even like tiny bit older, it's way more serious and way more impactful than what many of us go through now. And so it was very humbling to listen to all that and hear that.
What do you hope other people get out of the work that you've done and the time you put in?
So I hope that students my age and even people of all ages will be able to better realize and better appreciate our veterans and have so much more respect for them as I gained throughout this process.
How long did this take you?
This project probably took me about a year and a half.
Was that worth it? A year and a half of a teenager's life? I mean, I'm sure your friends were doing some other things when you were sitting there listening to all these old people talk.
It was definitely worth it because it was a different way of learning about life and about history. It definitely made me better appreciate the freedoms we've had and also just how much our country has changed over the time, and it didn't happen easily. We went through so many struggles to get where we are today, and as cliche as it sounds, but if those young veterans could make a change back then people my age can make a change now.
And she already is. That is Katie Chen. And to better understand the significance of what she's done with all the hours invested in that online database, let's hear from John Lenko with the California County Educational Technology Consortium, who had the idea to incorporate Hometown Heroes into CaliforniaStreaming.org, that task that Katie turned out to be the perfect person to accomplish.
Well, I've been a listener to the Hometown Heroes show for a long time, and it struck me early on that this is something that students needed to know about. Unfortunately, not many young people listen to AM radio, and I listen to Hometown Heroes on KNZR AM here in Bakersfield. So that's where the idea first came to me, is we need to share this. And the avenue that we have is through California Streaming. That's an online digital resource library shared by county offices throughout the state of California. So we looked to add the best of the best to that library, and I knew Hometown Heroes was that.
So what is California Streaming, and who uses it, and what's the point?
California Streaming is an online digital resource library. And in a nutshell, what that is a 21st century version of the old county film checkout library that we knew of 50 years ago, right? All those resources have now been digitized and are delivered online. It's run by a consortium, the California County Educational Technology Consortium, that is a big, long name for a partnership, a JPA, that is 15 county offices of education. They've pooled their resources to purchase and acquire the best media resources to share with their classrooms. And all of that content is vetted by California educators, aligned to California state standards, aligned to Common Core standards, viewed and reviewed for that specific content that teachers need to use in their classroom.
So what are some other examples of maybe resources that are in that database that get accessed a lot?
There are thousands of video resources, audio resources, print, and photographs, all digitized and indexed to be searchable by teachers. So all different subject areas, all grade levels, thousands of images, and thousands of elements in that library. About 8,000 different pieces of information in there.
And how much of that would relate to World War II history?
We have a robust history section, but we've had to work to find the content like Hometown Heroes, for example. We filter all of the different programs and we review them, but we really did not have a resource like Hometown Heroes. Hometown Heroes gives those in-depth, first-person, primary source interviews. Frankly, Paul, there's not another program like Hometown Heroes that we found. And that's why, to me, it was so very valuable to bring it to the consortium for their consideration and review.
But it never would have been reality if there didn't appear someone to do the work, right? I mean, how significant was the work that was done here to make it fit that system?
Hometown Heroes represented a very large collection to add to our library. And in order for the users of that library to be able to find that content, it has to be indexed so that there are metadata and keywords associated with each episode that sends a user to that specific episode. And that work takes a lot of time. Those programs are an hour in length in the broadcast version, which is about 48 minutes in length total. That means that someone has to go through and filter each of those, listen to every episode, and mark down those keywords. What standards does it meet in California? What keywords are associated with that? What grade level? All those things need to be linked to each and every episode. And that represents a lot of work. And we did not have anyone prepared to do that work until you introduced us to Katie Chen.
Did you think that she could do it? I mean, this is a high school girl.
Well, we had never had a high school student participate with us in this fashion. We were willing to give it a try. So we trialed it with her. We did a test of a half a dozen episodes so that she would understand what she was getting into. And she did a superb job. She was great.
What impressed you the most about what she did or how she did it or how quickly she did it?
Her dedication to the project and the work. She held a great respect for the work that you've done with Hometown Heroes and what Hometown Heroes represents. And she has a very great determination to see a task through once she starts it. Once she started into it, and the other thing I appreciate about her, Katie, I'm jumping ahead, but she's very coachable in what she did. She wanted our feedback, and we guided her in finding those keywords and performing that work. Early on, she became very skilled at doing this work. So it was a lot of work. She has over 300 hours. She indexed 250 episodes, and she's probably got over 350 hours worth of her time in that. We tried to make it clear what she was getting into, but I'm not sure that she knew right off the bat what all was going to be involved. But she quickly saw that and rose to the occasion. She did a great job.
And we both got to see her receive that gold award from the Girl Scouts. She's done just about everything you can do as a Girl Scout. But how would you explain the potential impact of what she's done and what you hope it leads to or turns into? What is she giving to other young people throughout the state? And maybe even how many young people will have a chance to benefit?
She's unlocked the Hometown Heroes collection to students for use throughout the state of California. And the value to me of Hometown Heroes is it provides students with that primary source information. You've gone and found those interviews. Many of the veterans you've interviewed are no longer with us now. So where are students going to go to get that in-depth primary source interview that they would ask a veteran, were they doing a History Day project or some involved report? They don't have access to that now with those veterans gone, but they do through Hometown Heroes. And Katie has unlocked that resource to those students and educators from here on out in California.
Why does it matter? Why do you think those stories and those firsthand accounts matter? Why does it matter that young people have access to them?
You know, one thing that I've always appreciated about Hometown Heroes, Paul, is that when you interview a veteran, you don't just skip to their active service. You go in depth about how did they come to December 7th? What was their life like during the Great Depression? I know of no other collection, no other content that helps students understand what life was like during the Depression. And these students who are listening to Hometown Heroes now are about the age that the veterans were during that time. So that's very important. Also, what was their service after the war? A lot of those stories are lost during the Cold War, that type of thing. Plus, there's just a tangible element to being able to hear the words of the veterans in their own voice, to hear the emotion that often comes out in your interviews. That's all of very great value, along with the printed material that you've added to it. Photographs and unique mementos of those veterans all paint a picture of their individual stories. So I think all of that is important to students to understand, and much more than they get in an edited, for example, one-hour documentary about D-Day or something like that. There may be just one or two comments from different veterans. You spend an hour on each story and really get involved in the entire story of that person. And I think that is the great value of every episode.
What about carrying on what Katie started? Do you think that'll happen?
Paul, I know it's going to happen. Katie wrote an instruction manual for those who will follow in her footsteps. She was a groundbreaker because the entire consortium, and throughout the consortium, we had not had a high school student do this type of work. And she was a groundbreaker. She proved that this work can be done by high school students and graduate students. We've now taken Katie's initial program and extended it to some graduate students in other areas. But when it comes to the Hometown Heroes collection, we've got a couple of hundred episodes yet to go. And we need to find that special person like Katie who's dedicated to that specific content. And we're on the lookout for that person. We're going to find them, identify them, and add the rest of Hometown Heroes to our library.
Well, maybe you know one of those people, or maybe you're an educator who would like to tap into that resource. Go to californiastreaming.org. Feel free to ask them for a free trial to test it out. And thanks again to Katie Chen and John Lenko for the time here on the radio, and more importantly, the time they and others have invested in making sure our veteran stories are heard by students in the Golden State for decades to come. For those of you listening in other states, maybe you can pull off something similar. All right, it's break time, but when we come back, we're going to catch up with Dick Grantham, now 93 years old, and a survivor of a kamikaze attack aboard the USS DuPage in 1945. If you missed the first part of his story last time, you can find it online at hometownheroesradio.com, along with more information about California Streaming. Hometown Heroes will be right back after this.